love this hymn very much.
从年轻唱到年老。
I sang the song since I was young.
又唱到荣耀里面去。
And I know I will continue to sing the song till I enter into His glory.
今日杀生水高呼。
Yes.The song, the noise of battle is loud today. But the song of victory is for sure for tomorrow.
怎么知道明天会凯歌响亮?
How do I know I will have a song of victory tomorrow?
你怎么知道?
How do you know?
因为战争已经胜了。
Because Jesus has won the warfare.
在十架胜的。
On the cross, he won the victory.
十架主胜过一切仇敌。
On the cross, he overcome all foes.
那是永远得胜。
And that is an everlasting victory.
主的得胜产生了教会。
And through that victory, the church was born.
教会今天存在。
And the very reason we exist today.
就是证明基督得胜。
Prove that Jesus has won the victory.
什么时候主得胜呢?
So how do we know Jesus won the victory?
我们这些人活在地上。
Because we living on earth,
我们这些人蒙了大恩,
we have been greatly blessed.
见证耶稣得胜,
we testify that Jesus has won the victory.
是不是这样?
Isn't that so?
是不是?
Isn't that so?
都是啊。那今天我们要讲但以理书。
And this morning I will talk about the character Daniel.
但以理书是本很特别的书。
It is a very unique book.
这是很特别的先知。
And he is a very unique prophet.
只有十二章圣经。
And there are only 12 chapters in the book of Daniel.
并不长。
Not a big book.
但是但以理书是本很特别的书。
But it's a very, very special book in the Bible.
包罗万有。
It encompasses all.
所有的先知。
All the prophets in the Bible.
都站在以色列人的观点出发的。
And proclaim through the position or viewpoint of Israelites. Only Daniel.
说到外邦人。
Talk about from the viewpoint of Gentiles.
教会就在外邦。
And you know, church was in the Gentiles.
所以但以理书和教会发生特别的关系。
And Daniel has a lot to do with the church.
但以理也说到基督的启示。
And Daniel also talk about the revelation of Jesus.Christ,
主的降生,
and the birth of Jesus,
主的一生,
and the life of Jesus,
主的死,
and the death of Jesus,
主的十架,
talking about the crucifixion,
主的复活,
and the resurrection,
也说到再来,
as well as his second coming,
但以理也说到列邦的启示,
and the book of Daniel talk about the revelation regarding all other nations,
从第一个大帝国, 一直说到末了的帝国,
from the very first nation to the last nation,
说到底基督的要出现,
talk about the appearing of the Antichrist,
They
talk about the great sinner will appear one day. And talk about how the coming of the Lord will destroy all of them. We all know he's coming back soon. I really sincerely hope I can see his second coming. You are all younger than me. So do you want to meet with his coming? We should be ready for his second coming. The how we live, how we serve,Should be in a manner as if we are preparing for his second coming. He is coming soon. Therefore, the book Daniel is very important to us. And I only have one chance to share this book with you. And therefore, I will tell you what's the most important part of this book. Chapter 3 of Daniel, 16 to 18.
沙德拉、米撒、亚伯斯哥对我说
If you have your Bible, let's read it together.
带头读
And the Beatrice will lead us.
但以理书三章十六节到十八节沙德拉、米撒、亚伯斯哥对我说尼布甲尼撒这件事我们不必回答你即便如此我们所侍奉的神能将我们从列国的窑中救出来王啊他也必救我们脱离你的手其或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神也不敬拜你所立的星象
好下面必须这么读的大家一起读好不好
and if you have the Chinese Bible with you join Beatrice as she reads now I'm going to read English
我们不是天主教我们是教会的
This is God's church.
我们都是复活子民啊
We are the risen people of God, so we can read the word of God together.
十九节到二十七节
我还没读英文 chapter 3, verse 19 to Book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 19 to 27. If you have your Bible, we can read it together. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldier who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of the fire on them.
第5章1到9节,
Chapter 5, verses 1 to 9.
我们先读中文。
Let's read Chinese first.
王的王就甚惊慌，脸色改变，他的大臣也都惊奇。
Chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them. While Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so that the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. So they brought in the gold goblets that had been taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. As they drank the wine, they praised the gods of gold and silver, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Suddenly, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. His face turned pale, and he was so frightened that his knees knocked together and his leg gave away. The king called out of the enchanters, astrologers, and diviners to be brought and said to those wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads this writing and tells me what it means will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around his neck, and he will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or tell the king what it meant. King Belshazzar became even more terrified, and his face grew more pale. His nobles were baffled.
25节到31节.
Verses 25 to 31.
62岁的娶了加勒底国。This
is the inscription that was written, "Mini Mini Tekel Parson." This is what these words mean. Mini means God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peros, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then, at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylonians, was slain. And Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62.
6章6到15节.
Chapter 6, verses 6 to 15. So the administrators and the satraps went as a group to the king and said, "Oh, King Darius, live forever. The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or man during the next 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, O king, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the laws of Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed." King Darius put the decree in writing. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he has done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. "Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or man except to you, O king, would be thrown into the lion's den?" The king answered, "The decree stands in accordance with the laws of Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed." Then they said to the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day." When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the man went as a group to the king and said to him, "Remember, O king, that according to the law of Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed."
16-18
Verses 16 to 18 of chapter 6. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. Lastly, verses 16 to 23. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouth of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Daniel and his three friends are the overcomers in the desolation time. And all the days of Daniel, his entire life, they were captivated by others. What is the era of captivity mean?
征服了以色列。
The Babylonian has took over Israelites.
在耶路撒冷把圣殿拆毁。
And they tore down the temple in Jerusalem.
把城墙拆毁。
And they tore down the wall of the city of Jerusalem.
所有的祭司都倒在当下。
And they killed all the priests.
把所有的以色列人都掳到巴比伦。
And they took all the Israelites back to Babylon.
不能用本国的言语讲话。
And in Babylon, they were not allowed to speak their own language.
不能写本国的文字。
They could not write in their own language.
不能照着他们的信仰来侍奉神。
And they could not serve God according to their faith.
在巴比伦做奴隶。
They became slaves in Babylon.
这叫做大被掳时代。
And that is the great era of captivity for them.
以色列人根本没有地位。
Israelites were nothing in their eyes.
但以利和他三个朋友。
Yet Daniel and his three friends.
在这样情况底下。
And in that kind of situation.
信靠神。
Still trusted God.
与神同行。
And walked with God.
遵行神的旨意。
And obeyed God's command.
他们活出神的荣耀来。
And they show forth the image of God's glory.
他们这样伟大的见证神。
And they testify greatly who God was.
胜过巴比伦帝国。
And they were more powerful than the people in Babylon.
在巴比伦帝国，大以利说最高的地位。
In the kingdom of Babylon, Daniel became the person with the highest position.
他们所处的时代。
And the time they were in.
这是到我们幕后时代。
Represented what we are in today, the end days.
主来之前的时代。
And the time before the second coming of the Lord.
最大的艰难临到教会。
And the church will suffer greatly in this time.
但以利三个朋友是我们的榜样。
And these Daniel and his three friends are our examples.
他们所经过的事。
What they had gone through.
给我们很大的帮助。
Will greatly help us going through what we have today.
我只能讲几件事。
And I can only name a few today.
大试炼临到神的儿女了。
And that day, great trial came upon children of God.
因为君王发个命令要拜偶像。
Because the king gave an order to worship the image of gold. They built this great statue of gold. And ordered the entire nation to bow before this gold image. And so the king gave the order. And when the music rises,
所有的人都要跪下敬拜。
All shall bow to this image of gold.
但以利三个朋友。
Yet Daniel and his three friends.
他们不拜偶像。
They refused to worship those gods.
大大的动怒了。
And so that made the king furious.
他警告他们。
And so he warned them.
给他们第二次机会。
So he gave them a second chance.
当音乐再奏起来的时候。
So when the music rises again.
你们一定要拜这个偶像。
You guys have to worship my image of gold.
偶像烧着火窑。
And there's a fiery furnace next to the image of gold.
烈火。
And there's blazing fire within the furnace.
烧在火窑里烧成灰烬了。
If you don't bow down, I will throw you into the furnace.
不拜偶像就扔在火窑里。
And if you do not bow to the image of gold, I will throw you into the furnace.
给他们第二个机会。
So the king gave them a second chance.
乐声在奏起来的时候。
While the music rose again.
若不拜偶像。
You have to worship. Otherwise, furnace, you go. And these three friends answer so greatly. Says, we don't need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. And that should be how we speak today.I heard so many great testimonies in China.
这个好像大以利的朋友一样。
And their testimony is just like what Daniel's three friends had.
这件事我们不必回答你。
I don't need to defend ourselves before you in this matter.
要命可以拿走。
Go ahead, take our lives.
拜你们的偶像没有这回事。
There's no way we will bow down to your image of gold.
教会从来不妥协。
Church does not compromise.
教会没有让步的事。
In the same way, church does not yield.
要命可以拿走。
Take our lives as you wish.
这就大以利三个朋友做的见证。
And that was the testimony the friends of Daniel had.
这件事我们不必回答你。
And they said, we don't have to defend in this matter.
我们相信我们侍奉的神。
We believe in the God whom we serve.
一定会救我们脱离你的手。
That he will rescue us out of your hand.
我最喜欢下面这句话。
And I love what they say after this.
既或不然。
But even if he does not.
神没有救我们脱离你的手。
Even if God does not rescue us out of your hand,
我们仍 在火窑里。
Which means we'll be thrown into the furnace.
我们一样的信靠神。
We will still trust our God.
我们也不拜你的偶像。
And we will not serve your God or worship your image.
这忠心跟随主的人。
And they were faithfully following Jesus.
王大怒了。
So that made the king really upset.
王下的命令紧急。
So he made an urgent order.
他们三个人被捆起来。
So they bound them, three of them.
连衣服加外袍一起捆起来。
And including their garments, their turbans, and their clothes, everything.
王的命令紧急。
Because the king's order was so urgent.
火药加七倍。
And he ordered the fire to be heated seven times more.
而抬他们的那个军人都烧死了。
The soldiers who carried them to the furnace were killed because of the heat.
他们在扔在火窑的里面。
And they were thrown into the furnace of fire.
炉火加七倍，人一下变灰烬了。
And imagine a seven times more hotter.
尼布甲尼撒大大的惊奇了。
And yet the king Nebuchadnezzar was greatly amazed.
我惊。扔进去的不是三个人吗？
He said, didn't I throw three men there?
怎么变成四个人呢？
But look, there seem to be four people in there.
第四个人好像是你的儿子。
And the fourth person looks like the son of God.
王害怕了。
And he was terrified.
最后叫请神的仆人在里面出来啊。
So instead, he called them out, servant of God.So the three people came out. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we know these names well, don't we? And because they are in this book repeatedly. They are just like our own dear friends. Because in the same way we want to follow the Lord. They are our great examples. And our lives journey just like in a furnace.
各样的试炼围绕我们。
All kinds of trials surround us.
各样我们不能担当的压力临到我们。
All kinds of pressure beyond what we can bear come upon us.
世界就是要借助这些试炼叫我们妥协。
And the world is pressing onto us so that we can compromise.
我们在各样试炼里面走过。
So we will pass through all kinds of trials.
火没有烧到我的衣服。
Yet the fire would not even harm my clothes.
连头发都没有烧焦。
Not a single hair of my is singed.
衣服连火燎的味道都没有。
And we don't even smell the fire.
有些神的儿女。
And some children of God.
也经过试炼。
They have gone through trials.
从你那出来了。
With the help of the Lord, they passed through it successfully.
可是就身上很有这个烧焦的味道。
But the problem is there's a smell of burn on them.
这个假话聚会也就是个烧焦的味道的。
Sometimes they share their experience, you can smell the fire.
这个不能得胜啊。
That's not 100% overcoming. The true overcomer
有神的儿子与我同行。
Well, know that because the Son of God walked with me through this.
最重要的事就是第四个人出现了。
And you know, the most important thing is to have the fourth person in the furnace.
试炼中，神的儿子和我同行。
Because in our trial, the Son of God walks with us.
我的衣服没有烧着。
My clothes is not burned.
头发没有烧焦。
Neither is my hair burned.
我出来了。
When I come out of the trial,
那里火燎的味道都没有。
You can't even smell any fire on me.
我们一生也经过很多试炼的。
Don't we all go through trials here and there every day?
但我们从来不在人面前讲试炼的。
But yet we do not complain about the trials.
经过试炼，我们得到了主。
Because through these trials, we gain the Lord.
充满力量传讲耶稣基督。
Instead, we will be full of strength to talk about Jesus.
这是见证人。
And that is what a witness should be like.
见证人不讲自己的试炼。
Witness will not keep on talking about the trials or difficulties or the sufferings they had.
也不讲自己有多压力。
Or the pressure they experienced.
我们只讲耶稣基督得胜。
A true witness will only boast about the victory of the Lord Jesus.
他们身上连火燎的味道都没有。
So on these three people, no smell of fire was on.
这是最大的得胜。
And that was a great victory.
我们的战争就在我们日常的生活里面。
You know, our battlefield is in our daily life.
日常小事不能得胜。
If we cannot overcome on small things in our daily life,
那你就没有得胜。
Then we did not overcome.
我们一生的大事也没有几件。
You know, there aren't a lot of great matters in our life.
天天经过小事。
It's all small matters on the daily basis.
战场就在我身上。
And I am the battlefield.
战争就在日常的小事里面。
And small things are the battles we fought.
小事得胜。
We need to overcome on small things.
这是得胜的秘诀。
And that is the secret of victory.
丈夫给妻子相处。
Husband, when you deal with your wife,
谁要做得胜者？
determining who's going to be the overcomer between the two. When you work with your friends, who wants to be the overcomer? All the small and trivial things in your daily life, through those, we can manifest Jesus' life. We need all to give up our own flesh. I love the hymn we just sang. Do not make a mistake through our own strength. Do not use the weapon out of our own flesh, but by the power of the Lord. Because Jesus has overcome. Therefore, we are fighting a war that has been won. All we need is to proclaim that Jesus has won. Therefore, church can win. For over 2,000 years, his church has been overcoming. How about you? Are you overcoming on a daily basis? Yes. And then you need to prove in your daily life. On small things, you need to overcome. God has measured everything that comes upon us. It's like a little furnace, every incident. If we overcome, and the secret to overcome is to have the fourth person in that little trial. We have to have His presence. We have to walk with Him so that He goes through this difficulty with us, so that we can win. Just like the three friends of Daniel here, they have gone through so much difficulty. Yet, you don't smell fire on them. They have gone through this great trial. And then after King Nebuchadnezzar, his son became the king. And he really had no reverence toward God. Yet he was with great authority. So one day he decided to drink with his wives and concubines. So he decided, go get those golden and silver goblets from Jerusalem. Let's use these goblets to drink wine. That was a blasphemy against God. They really looked like on God. They were so daring. While they were rejoicing, drinking their wine, suddenly on the plaster of the wall across from them, a human fingers appear, start writing on the wall. You know, when human beings encounter God, suddenly you realize how vulnerable you are. You know, in my life, when God appeared to me, when He showed Himself to me, I realized how vulnerable, how weak we are. We are even less than the dust. And the writing on the wall was something they could not recognize. But God showed forth Himself. They were so frightened to the point their knees knocked together. And their legs gave way. And the king was terrified. So he asked people to come and interpret these writings. But none of his enchanters or astrologers were able to help him. So finally, they got Daniel. So Daniel interpreted what the writing was about. Says, mini, mini, tekel, parson. What does mini mean? It means God has numbered the days of your reign and has brought it to an end. Do you know how long you can live? I have a good friend. And in Shanghai, he was a great co-worker. He is a professor of the space engineering in Chiaodong University. He was very smart. One day I asked him to come to church to listen to the gospel. And it's a gospel in the home. It's a home meeting and taught by a very common brother. And he didn't say anything special. He said, do you know what you will encounter tomorrow? And then he like he was thinking, yeah, indeed, I don't know what I will encounter tomorrow. He was a very smart man. Yeah, that was a hard question for him. He said, indeed, I don't know what I will encounter tomorrow. Do you know what you will encounter on your way back today? Surely he didn't know. He said, I really don't know what I will encounter tomorrow. I mean, on my way home. He said, do you know what you will encounter when you get home? Neither could he answer. And just these three simple questions really made it hard for him. And then he decided to believe in Jesus that day. And he quit his job as a professor in the university. We became good friends. And then they call us Joshua and Caleb. And he always stay in my house and sleep in the same room with me. He's a wonderful Christian brother. Here says, can you number the days of your life? Do you know how many more days you have? Don't think you'll live longer just because you're younger than I am. Then that may be the case. And I am old. But I may have still a few years. The doctor says I might have another 15 years. And I don't think so. Because I will be 105 if I live for another 15 years. So I told the doctor, it doesn't matter how long we live. And you know, if we live long, there's only two purposes. First is to stay healthy. Because if I don't stay healthy, I will suffer, I'll also make others suffer. Second purpose is to be useful. I serve in the church. If I'm useless in God's church, why bother to live on? I might as well go home. So there are two purposes on earth for me. Stay healthy and then stay useful so that I can serve my God. I think I can live to 100, but not 105. I praise God. We children of God, when we live in today, we are living in eternity already. We have to see that the eternity is real. And our service of God is real and forever. We will go through difficulties. And through these difficulties, we'll gain eternity too. On small, trivial things in our daily life, we need to learn to live in eternity. We need to gain the Lord on small things every day. We need to live in the reality of eternity every day. So in the trials, we have to have that fourth person with us. So no matter what I go through, oh Lord, you have to walk with me. And I am not afraid of any situation. I'm only afraid of one thing, that you are not with me. I don't know how to live without the presence of God. I cannot deal with anything without without him by my side. I have the Son of God with me. Then I afraid nothing. I am not afraid of anything. Anything that he puts before me, with the Son of God next to me, then I fear nothing. They heat up the fire 7 times more. Yeah, the Son of God was walking with them in the furnace. And they were having a parade. And that really surprised the king. The fire is seven times more.
火的力量。
And the power of the heat.
是烧掉他们的绳子，没有烧烧到他们呢。
Only burn away the ropes that tied them.
把我们的捆绑烧掉了。
So their bondage was released.
这是我们这个榜样。
And that's how we should be.
我们任经过任何的艰难。
We do go through difficulties every day.
我们若是跟随主的人。
If we truly follow the Lord.
主与我们同行。
And He walks with us.
环境愈艰难
the more difficult the situation,
我们的灵愈自由
the more free our spirit is.
我们的捆绑都烧掉了
and the chains that bound us up will be burned.
我们就在火里面得到自由
yet we are set free in the midst of fire.
在火里面与主同行
and we can walk with the Lord in the fire.
弟兄姊妹得到这些话
Please do receive these words.
回去在你生活里面面对
And realize these words in your life.
有没有生过病
Have you been sick?
生过病
Have you been sick?
年轻也生过病
Young people get sick too.
都会病的对不对
Don't we get sick from time to time? In your sickness.
我们怎么面对主呢
How do you walk with the Lord?
神的儿女的麻烦
Children of God have this challenge.
小病不在乎
They don't care about small sickness.
大病没有信心
So when it comes to big sickness, they have no faith.
我们神的儿女倒过来了
You know, we should be opposite.
大病要有信心
We should have faith in big sickness.
小病不要不在乎
And do not be careless when you have small sickness.Pay attention when you have small sickness. The Lord was whipped for us. And that was a very, very cruel punishment. The Lord saved us. Crucifixion alone is enough. He did not need to be whipped. But He loved us. Because He is the Son of God. He was sinless. He did not even know what sin was. He had no idea what sin was. But because the children of God have sin, and sickness is coming out from sin, so sinners get sick. And because His love for us, right before He was crucified, He received whipping for us. Those whips can kill a strong man. It was a very cruel punishment. The Lord was whipped for us before He was crucified. He endured that fatal punishment.
And
through that, He won the privilege for us so that our sickness can be healed. He has won the privilege of being healed for us. And that is not an easy matter for Him. He had to go through a very difficult punishment for us. And He won the privilege of being healed for us. So when we get sick, we need to make that proclamation. By His scourging, I am healed.
信不信你们?
Do you believe that?
不信吗? 你们自己受苦。
If you don't believe that, then you will just suffer by yourself.
我自己大病小病都仰望主了。
And I have looked up to the Lord in a big or small sickness.
我写过本书啊。
And I've written this book before.
写我六十八年的见证了。
And that's the story of my 68 years on earth.
但是我信主七十二年了。
You know, I've believed in the Lord for over 72 years now.
这本书呢，六十八年以前写的。
And I wrote this book 68 years ago.
还六十八岁。
You know, I believe in the Lord for 72 years, but I wrote this book is after I believed in the Lord for 68 years. And the last 4 years, it's not that I have no testimony to share. Actually, I acquired two kinds of sicknesses in the last 4 years. I have this muscle pain on my shoulder. Severe pain. And no painkiller can heal that. So I went to Taiwan and tried to get some medication. And it's authorized by the U.S. to be made in Taiwan. I went to try to get the medication. And I asked the co-workers in Taiwan to buy those for me. And my daughter, when she visited Taiwan, she also tried to get that for me. Because they all know I have muscle pain on my shoulder. It's been the case for over decades. I don't think I could be healed. 2 years ago,
忽然好了,
suddenly I was healed.
再不痛了,
no longer suffer.
这个药在我家里堆了一大堆,
and I have a pile of those painkillers from Taiwan in my house.
谁要到我家里去取,
if you need that, come and get it.
对我没用了,
I don't need that anymore.
我有膝盖痛。
Also, I have this knee pain.
这是退行性的关节炎。
And it's degeneration arthritis.
你不能医治的。
It's beyond cure.
十几年了。
It's been over 10 years too.
每次医生 bone specialist, 骨科医生
even bone specialist,
给我打五针的打五针
will give me 5 shots.
好，一年好，我可以用用十个月。
And they will last me about 10 months without pain. And after 10 months, I need to go get another 5 shots. Every year, 5 shots.
现在肌肉痛好了。
Now the muscle pain is relieved.
关节也好了。
So is my arthritis.
两年半没去打过针了。
I haven't gone to the bone doctor for 2.5 years. Sometimes when I visit the bone specialist,
他医生下面是个药房了。
And there's a pharmacy at the bottom of the building.
我们到药房去买东西。
We went to the pharmacy to get something else.
药房说，哎呀，他认得我了。
The pharmacist recognized me.
现在医生在楼上。
Oh, he said, you know, the doctor's upstairs.
现在中午十二点，医生还空的时候啊。
Right now he has time. It's 12 o'clock. He's available.
你好久没有看医生了。
I haven't seen you for a long time.
下面看看医生啊。
And you should go see your doctor today.
不好意思了，我就上去了。
So, you know, upon his urging, I went upstairs.
医生说你好久没有来了。
And the doctor saw me and said, I haven't seen you for a long time.
我医生膝盖不痛了，为什么要来了？
I said, why did I need to come? I have no pain anymore.
他说按我所学的医学来说。
He said, according to the theory I know.
这个病是不可能好的。
What you had was beyond cure.
Doctor,
I said, doctor,
基督徒
Christians,
任何事情都会发生的。
Anything can happen to Christians.
你认为不好，不会好的病，在主手里好了。
And what you think is beyond cure, in God's hand is curable.
跟随我这小事情都好了。
And all these little things are cured.
只感谢主。
I thank God for it.
主永远在这里。
Because he's always with us.
主与我们同行。
He walks with us.
主与我们同在。
And he is with us.
我们永远是主的见证人。
We are always his witnesses.
见证我们的救主何等伟大。
We're always available to testify what a great God he is.
见证我们救主何等实在。
To testify how real he is.
主要在我们身上彰显。
Therefore he can be seen through us.
我常常说一件小事。
And sometimes small things.
神的儿女不能发脾气。
Such as, don't throw a temper. Ill temper.
你们发不发脾气?
Do you have a bad temper?
发,
do you?
啊, 那没有见证。
Then that's lack of testimony.
神的儿女不能发脾气啊。
Children of God should not have a ill temper.
我的老师李托生弟兄。
My spiritual teacher, Watchmeni.
写过很多大书。
He has written so many books.
他写过一本书。
He wrote one of the books.
名字叫《不可发脾气》。
It's called Do Not Get Mad.
我很喜欢这本书。
I love that book.
因为这个事啊，神的儿女十个有九个半胜不过的。
Because 95% of Christians cannot overcome that problem.
那主在哪里啊？
But when you do that, where's your God?
我在信主以前。
Before I believe in the Lord.
脾气很大。
I had a ill temper.
受不了委屈。
I cannot be wronged by people.
我不喜欢吵架。
I didn't like to argue with people.
有两次给人打架。
But I will fight with people physically.
但是我打人不是人打我。
And I will hit people.
脾气很大，受不了委屈的。
And I had a bad temper. I could not be wronged by people.
都知道了。
And all my friends know about my temper.
你信主了。
But after I believed in the Lord,
换了一个人了。
My temper changed.
脾气不见了。
I lost my temper.
你要忍我发脾气不容易的。
It's not easy for me to get mad anymore.
同学就很多人因我得救了。
So because of that change, a lot of my friends received the Lord. And I became a Christian when the first year in college. And there are two friends sitting next to me. And the one who sat next to me behind me. And the one that before me. They were all saved. They weren't saved because they heard about the gospel. But they have seen the gospel on me. Because God was real on me. I was changed. I was a changed man. They envied the Lord that I believed in. That is how we testify. That is the testimony of church for over 2,000 years. Not through our own words people got saved, but by the way we live people are saved. In my life, I show you my God. God has power, and that power is on me. God has glory, and that glory fills from within.
主有圣洁。
And God is holy.
圣洁在我生活里活出来。
And that holiness is seen through me.
所有仇敌都要倒下来。
So all foes will fall before me.
教会两千年往前。
For over 2,000 years, church goes forward.
不是靠着教会啊。
Not by the power of church.
靠着教会所侍奉的主啊。
But by the God whom the church serves.
主的神。
Jesus wants the victory. So is his church. Praise the Lord.
Mini, mini, tikala.
Here it says, mini, mini, tikala.
Tikala. 在我的天平里显出你的亏欠。
Says you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting.
什么叫做天平啊?
What does the scale mean?
天平称最小的东西。
Scale, it can measure even the smallest thing.
天平。称出很轻的分量来。
It can measure the small thing, light thing.
一点点的重量，天平称出来了。
Even the very light stuff can be shown on the scale.
神有一个天平。
So God has a scale.
这称我们这些人的。
To weigh us on it.
我们放在这个天平里。
You and I are placed on his scale. And it shows that we are lack.
有的我们到主那里都要经过这个天平啊。
You know, when we see the Lord one day, we will be all measured.
你怕不怕？
Are you afraid?
不怕呀。
Aren't you afraid of that?
你不怕你胆量蛮大的嘞。怕不怕?
Aren't you afraid?
怕。我是非常怕。
I am very afraid of that scale.
大概我比你们差劲一点了。
Maybe because I'm in a worse shape.
怕遇见神的天平啊。
I'm afraid of God's scale.
我有我自己不知道的罪。
I have sins that I'm not.
我有我自己没有写出来的过犯。
And I have iniquities that cannot be shown.
神的天平都把你称出来。
Regardless, God's scale will show that lack.
放在天平里。
He will put us on his scale.
显出你的亏欠。
To show our lack.
君王站不住了。
Even the king could not stand still.
无法而行。
And they could not do it.
Oh,
the last word here.
无法而行。
It says parson.
叫你的国要分成两半。
Says your kingdom is divided.
给马代人给波斯人。
And will be given to Medes and Persians.
那天君王就过世了。
And on that very night, the king passed away.
神使上的日子到此为止了。
Because God has numbered his day and that was the end.
神要我们不呼吸啊，太简单了。
You know, it's easy for God to stop our breath.
你觉得我很健康，在神面前。每一秒钟都可以叫我们死的。
You think you're healthy, but we can die any second.
神要审判我们太简单了。
It's easy for God to judge us.
我们一定要遇见审判的。
We will encounter His judgment.
我们有一天数算日子到此为止了。
And one day God says, your day has come to an end.
我们都要去见主啊。
We will all see God one day.
那天那个君王完了。
And the king Darius passed away.
但以理最后一个试炼。
And the very last trial for Daniel.
他们嫉妒但以理。
Because people were so jealous of him.
真的要想办法害但以理。
And they tried to kill him, get rid of him.
但以理没有过失可以找的。
Yeah, he was a man without fault.
真是个完全人。
He was a perfect man.
最容易找的一件事。
And you know, the easy thing to find fault with him.
最突出的一件事。
Or, the one thing that's so special about him.
他公开的祷告生活。
Was his prayer life in public.
他一天三次祷告。
And he would pray three times a day.
他一个祷告的窗户。
He has this window opened.
窗户永远打开的。
And by the window he would pray.
他这件事让他们找但以理麻烦啊。
So they try to find fault with him through that.
他们有个诡计。
They come up with the idea.
叫君王下个命令。
Say, King, why don't you give this decree?
在多少天里面。
In the next 30 days.
在君王之外。
Other than to you, Lord, King.
人不可以向任何神、任何人求什么。
No one can bow to any person or anything.
若是犯这个命令。
If they violate this decree.
丢在狮子坑里。
They'd be thrown into the lion's den.
君王就犯这个命令了。
So the king gave the order.
但以理的伟大呀。
And Daniel was wonderful.
啊、
the greatness and the victory of Daniel was he acted as if he did not hear this new decree. If I were Daniel, I would still pray. I have to pray, but I would shut my windows, close my window and doors. Just say, everybody pray lowly. Because there are people trying to find fault with us through prayer. Yeah. Because I'm not Daniel. The victory Daniel showed was he acted as if the order was not given. He still continued to pray three times with the window wide open. We call that window of prayer. He had a purpose for the prayer. Because his window was open toward Jerusalem. For 2,000 years, the prayer of church also has the same purpose. And the window of our prayer should be to the new Jerusalem. For the church. And for the growth of the church. For the fullness of church to be the statue of the new bride. And the prayer of saints in the past 2,000 years. Focus on the purpose of his church. Because the church needs to grow fully. And when Jesus returns, we will be in full stature. Don't look at each other and go, you are weak, I'm weak. You got to know the history of church is great. How there are so many overcomers. They only have one thing. You know, God, when you look at us, He counted success, not failures. You know, if God keeps a book of failures, we are in trouble. No, what God does is to add up all the victories of us. And at the end, here's the new Jerusalem. And the victory throughout the past over 2,000 years. Jesus comes back. Then we will have a lot of victory, big and small. And we praise Him for He does not keep record of my failures. He only keeps record of my success. Therefore, we need to pray. Pray for ourselves. Pray for His church. Pray for His second coming. Pray for His kingdom. Let's sing this song. On again, stand up for Jesus.
在主面前有点祷告。
Let us pray together. Hallelujah.
赞美主。万王。